Rolling up and boy, this
you guys
song
are bringing
was great.
This back, man.
Yes, we got a long way to go, and well, we didn't even get to go to Bucky's.
Well, maybe it is a good luck charm,
you know,
because you guys started playing this, and the Eagles went on a run.
You know, Bucky's. They talk about Bucky's coming to Pennsylvania.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out where they're gonna put it though. Mm.
I don't know.
I'm gonna buy stock in Bucky's if they do that. It's gonna be on it.
But wouldn't that create a real rivalry between Bucky's and Wawa?
Oh, it will.
I mean, that would be kind of infringing on Wawa's territory here, would it not?
I went to Wawa yesterday, man. Wawa has their own like soundtrack for summer. The Hoagie
Fest, man.
Yeah.
You never heard the Hoagie Fest song before? Where you been?
No,
you living
no,
under a rock?
It's like because I guess yesterday was the first day that it registered. It's kind of banging though.
Oh, it's
a banger. They got a nice little playlist.
Yeah, yeah, like, they do.
It was one song that I was playing, and I was like, "Hold up, this is a little bit of a banger."
And I'll tell you what, you go in there, Kyle Schwarber's picture is just everywhere, all over the place in Wawa. But the Phils win yesterday, 13-0. They bounce back, and now we are joined by our Phillies beat reporter, back from Montana, back in the Philadelphia area,
back to Montana,
Devin Caney. What's up, Devin?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Deb, you know, I'm curious. How was it being in Montana?
Montana was amazing. I heard you guys talking about it on, when was that? Monday, Tuesday,
yeah.
I think. No, it was a blast. I was there for a wedding and it was beautiful. Went to Yellowstone. I know you're asking like, what's there to do in Montana? There's actually a lot. It's very like outdoorsy, nature-y stuff, but it was fun.
Did you get like a 10-gallon hat or something? Did you bring back like a Montana souvenir?
So I did have a cowboy hat and I felt gross wearing it because like I don't want any association with the Dallas Cowboys whatsoever.
Mm.
And I sadly left it in Montana. I forgot it. So RIP to my 10-gallon hat. I guess I'll have to get another someday if I ever need one.
Okay. So Dad, we've been kind of chopping up the Phillies a little bit the last couple of days and I kind of feel like the Phillies are back, you know, with the Bryce Harper showing power last night. How do you feel about this team?
So, this team is just like, I think last night's win and just the series of events that led up to it kind of sums up what this team has been so far this season. And that's a team that's pretty inconsistent, especially offensively. You know, the thing that's been the most consistent has been their elite starting rotation. I know Jesus Luzardo has been kind of up and down. I'm really glad that he had a great start last night. I'm really, really relieved at Bryce Harper's performance last night. You know, having a four-hit day, and the best part is that they were all opposite field. And that's a sign that Bryce Harper is really, you know, finding his groove again and hitting like the Bryce Harper that we've been kind of waiting to see even before his injury, even before he missed time. Like, I feel like Bryce Harper wasn't totally, you know, the Harper that we're used to seeing. I hope he can keep that up. That being said, TK, I heard you say something a little bit earlier on the show, and I totally agree. Like, there's still something missing with this Phillies team, right? And I know that the trade deadline's coming up, and they're hopefully probably going to get at least one more bullpen arm. I think they need more than that, maybe two bullpen arms while you're at it. But with the lineup and the offense, it just still leaves something to be desired for me. And I think even when Bryce Harper, who hopefully, you know, continues hitting the way he did last night, I'm not saying he's going to get, you know, four hits and hit a home run every single day. But I mean, something would be nice, some sort of consistency. You know, you still have Bryson Stott, who since May 1st is batting like .206. You still have Alec Bohm, who's hit or miss, literally. You still have, you know, two platoon positions in the outfield. So I still am kind of, I need to see a little bit more from this offense and a little bit more consistency.
Sound like she with you, TK.
I mean, Devin knows ball.
But she just says, she says it nicer.
Well, yeah, that's
a little bit nicer.
Yeah, she says it in a nicer,
meaner if you want.
In a nicer tone than I do. But Devin, obviously, I mean, we talk about the bats, the outfield, the bullpen, as you said, and Jordan Romano the other night blows that save. If the Phillies can only pick one position to really address and say one of them's a minor move, one of them's a major move, which area do you think a major move is needed more?
I mean, so I've changed my answer. Starting the season, I would say like 80% of the season so far, I've been bullpen. You know, you need to get a back-end reliever in there, maybe even two at this point. I'd say like when they were slumping, you know, what, a couple weeks ago, I totally changed my mind and was like, sell everything to bring in like a big outfield bat. You need an outfield bat. You need help in this lineup. Now I'm kind of trending more towards the bullpen help, just because I think that that's more doable also with what I would assume they're willing to give up. I think you need at least like two new arms in the bullpen, because remember, Alvarado is going to come back. I'm not even putting any stock in that because he can't pitch in the postseason regardless. Right. Even if he comes back and is able to pitch somewhat close to how he was pitching, you know, before he was suspended, which odds of that, of course, are not really great. He's not going to be with the team in the fall, assuming they make the postseason. So I think you need at least two more reliable arms in the bullpen. That should be priority number one. What I don't want to do, what my biggest fear is, and I heard someone kind of allude to this, is, you know, if Bryce Harper's hitting well, if Jesus Luzardo in the starting rotation is pitching well, which they have been for the most part, I don't want Dombrowski and this Phillies front office to say like, okay, well, that's our trade deadline move. Is Bryce Harper finally getting fully back, or even saying like, well, Aaron Nola is going to be healthy soon, and that's a trade deadline move. I want them to make actual legitimate moves and bring in some new fresh arms, especially in the bullpen.
Yeah, I agree, Devin. And the other area that you look at and has been a big topic of conversation lately, fifth starter spot. Obviously, Taiwan. Well, yeah, I got a little tongue tied there. But Taiwan Walker back in there. Mick Abel down the minors. Andrew Painter the other night, 5 1/3, gives up 5 runs. 3 of those runs, though, given up in the 6th inning when things kind of unraveled for him. After the All-Star break, what do you think the chances are that Painter's up here in the near future?
So I'm not sure. I think earlier in the season, I would have said he'll be up for sure and in the starting rotation. Rob Thompson actually, he speaks on Andrew Painter a lot. I feel like he has like a obligatory Andrew Painter and Justin Crawford updates for media, you know, whenever he speaks to us before games. And before their last home series, he said, because they had this timeline, right? We all know the phrase July-ish that's been thrown around by Dombrowski, by Middleton, by Rob Thompson since, you know, before the season even began for Andrew Painter to come up. And Rob Thompson had said earlier in the season, okay, July-ish, you know, he's going to continue in AAA, and then he's going to take a break during All-Star break, and then he'll probably be brought up. Well, Rob Thompson kind of changed his tune the last time he spoke to us before their last homestand. He said, well, maybe if he comes up, it will be after the All-Star break, but that's not a guarantee. He might not come up. So Rob Thompson kind of setting up for, well, I mean, they're not in a dire need for another starting arm in the rotation right now, at least. And I don't think you want to bring Andrew Painter up until he's 100% ready, right? He's still coming. I mean, not fresh off an injury at this point, but he's still ramping up. He's still, like you mentioned, you know, not having his best outings in AAA. And I don't want to put too much stock into that because he could be working on something specific. You never know. It's a totally different ballgame, literally, than it is, you know, in the majors. But I just don't think they want to bring Andrew Painter up until it's, you know, 100%. He's ready to go. We believe he can succeed up here. Because the last thing you want to do is bring him up and he re-injures himself, or he flounders and he doesn't pitch well.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, Devin. And one more for you here. The All-Stars announced the other night for the Phillies. Zach Wheeler, Kyle Schwarber get in. Trey Turner, Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez among those who do not. Number one, did that surprise you? And number two, do you think it was fair for only two of those guys to get in?
Does it surprise me? I mean, a little bit, but also not at all, just given the, it's hard to put into words, the overall, like, I hate to say vibes, but this team just hasn't had the same hype and energy around them this season, if that makes sense. I know that, you know, we've talked about how fun we are having as fans, as media, you know, watching, covering this team this season. I personally, like, haven't been having that much fun. This team is kind of frustrating to watch. It's hard to figure out what exactly their identity is. You know, they're not this like loose and goofy team that we've seen in seasons past. And I think fans are getting a little bit tired of that. And, you know, that's a lot of All-Star voting is, you know, fans. Like last season, you look at compared to this season, Philly's record is actually somewhat similar to where it was at All-Star voting time last year. And last year, you know, fans were voting for like all the Phillies players to get in, and it worked. So for that reason, like, I'm not too surprised. Obviously, I think guys like Ranger Suarez, I think that Trey Turner, I think that they deserve to be in the All-Star game, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it. And I'm happy for Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler because they absolutely deserve it.
Yeah, and hopefully Wheeler gets that nod to start in the game next Tuesday night. That would be really cool. But Devin, glad you made it back. All right, thanks for hopping on today.
Thanks a lot, Dev.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Devin Caney, Phillies beat reporter, and back from Montana. She was able to get back. You get all your Montana questions in that you needed to?
Well, not
to
really,
get,
but no, I just kept
there was
it.
One that
it.
Was
I kept it
very
grown.
Pressing.
I kept it grown. Yeah. Well, I thought coming off of the, you know, the childish stuff yeah. that we did earlier, I was like,
You put a cap on the childish nonsense?
Yeah, well, I was trying to. Okay. That's why I didn't ask.
But we were amused by the childish nonsense.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you just gotta pick and choose that's the good. Moments where you want to be childish. I'm growth. Mm-hmm. Growth, TK. Yeah, I let the dude flip me the bird, and I kept going. I'm trying to grow mm-hmm. in this situation.
Well, I'm still reeling from the Kepler thing in the last segment. That was a poor choice of words on my part.
Yeah, you'd be all right.
You've had a few of those this week.
We're going to talk bad about you, though, when you leave.
Oh, I know that. I mean, that's just a foregone conclusion.
Yeah, we're going to bring it back up when Joe get back. But right now, we're
listen to all the things TK said last week. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But obviously talking a lot about Bryce Harper today, as Bryce had a huge game. His best game of the season, I'd imagine.
He had a banner day.
It was the best version of Bryce we've seen all season.
Yes, definitely. Four extra base hits.
I like
first
the trash
time,
talk, though.
First time in his
like
career.
The trash talk.
Oh, yeah. The trash talk was awesome, as Bryce had three doubles, one home run yesterday. And, I mean, I think we got to hear that cut again, because this is what really gives you more confidence than anything, is the way Bryce spoke after the game. Here's what Bryce had to say in terms of his performance.
I'm really good. I mean, I really am. I don't want to, you know, put that out there and everybody go, what's he talking about? But I know when I'm going well, and I'm one of the best in baseball. And, you know, like I said, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I feel great. It's just putting myself into plus counts. I haven't done that. I mean, you guys have seen that, and I haven't done that. So I feel stronger than ever. I feel like today I think that was being able to kind of go oppo and do those things. Anywhere else, I might have three homers, right? You know, so it's like those are things you think about. And I hate talking about individual and all that kind of stuff, but you guys know that. But today, like, it kind of just... If I get into good counts and don't swing it crap away or in or anything else, then, you know, I'll be right where I need to be.
And hey, I mean, that does.
I love
that,
to hear
that
it.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, I love to hear it because he's in a good place. You know, and when you say you're one of the best, I mean, it's not a lie. Nobody's sitting there talking about I don't know what you're talking about. So that lets me know that he feels good. And when he feels good, man. I think he has the ability to carry this team along with him.
And that's the way you need Bryce to feel. And the question we've had to start out here, does Bryce's performance yesterday, does it make you feel better about the team as a whole? It's made me feel better about Bryce. It does not make me feel better about the team as a whole, though, unlike you two.
Well, I just feel like you're understating how big of an impact that version of Bryce Harper is to this team. And we talked a lot this week, and Devin mentioned it too, like that it hasn't been very fun watching this team play baseball this season, seeing Bryce do what he did yesterday,
it was fun.
That's fun. Yeah. Like, the small ball stuff is good, and I like the fact they're able to do it. Gets a little boring after a while. Put some balls in the freaking seats. Send it the opposite way. Like, seeing Schwarber and Harper be able to do that in this lineup, like, the addition of that in the lineup, it just makes
it's
it so much more fun
it's
to watch.
Encouraging.
But
it's
you know what my counter to that would be? It's not fun watching 5 through 9 in this lineup. It's not fun watching the bullpen on this team. Those are the things that are not fun. And yeah, Bryce gave us a great moment yesterday, but it didn't solve the Phillies' problems overnight. That's where I'm at.
But do you expect the five, like maybe five, but like the bottom of the lineup,
6, 7, and 8
isn't supposed to. Yeah, they're not supposed to be the guys that are.
But they got
to
give you something. But they got to give you something.
They're giving you a little bit. Marsh is giving you something.
Yeah, I mean,
he's giving you what you need him to give you.
We know what Brandon Marsh is, Kyle. We know he's not going to come through in the playoffs when you need him.
Maybe. I don't know. I think so far I think we're seeing his best season as a Philly, all things considered.
Yeah, but I don't think that's saying a ton here. 215-592-9494 if you want to.
I
love the sheepish. It's not. from Kyle there. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Sean.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Sean?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better today. I was riding my white pickup yesterday, and some guy that looked like a black Santa Claus was trying to cut in front of me, and, you know, I gave him the finger. But
is that who it was? Hey.
That would have been amazing.
I deserved the finger, though. I deserved
it. Teasing, man. But anyway, I appreciated listening to you today. I was actually, you know, you could have been talking about me some days, so I got to do the same thing, take some of Hugh's advice and grow a little bit.
Yeah, man, because road rage is not hot. What's hot, and you know, people got stuff going on, and I, you know, it was just like whatever, you know.
Well, and the other thing is too, you know, like you said, you know, you'd be real, you act fake crazy, and next thing you know, you're meeting somebody that's real crazy.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. You don't want to do that. Definitely don't want to do.
But anyway, as far as the Phillies, you know, I mean, it's nice that Bryce is doing good, you know, and hopefully he does good the rest of the year. But would that change anything for the last couple of years? It still have all the same problems. You still have an offense that goes hot and cold, where it gets hot for a few weeks, then it gets cold, and then it, you know, you have all the same problems. I mean, to me, there's a lot of things they could do to fix it. Like, for instance, if it was me, Trey Turner would not be playing shortstop, but Mendosa would, because he's clearly the better player at that position. Turner would go into the outfield, because clearly you have a weakness in the outfield and you don't have anybody can hit out there. So there you go. You just solved two problems right there. But you don't want to hurt Trey's feelings, so we're going to make the team worse. And that's the thing that a lot of people, like when you go back, I'm old. The 1980 Phillies, everybody gives credit to Pete Rose, saying like when he joined the team, it changed the chemistry and all that. And yeah, that's true to a large extent, especially with Schmidt. But the thing is, they didn't even make the playoffs the first year Pete Rose joined. The thing that got the Phillies going was when they fired the manager and hired Dallas Green, and he was a no-nonsense, tough SOB. Didn't take no nonsense from nobody, and that's it. He just started putting a foot up everybody's butt, and we're going to do what's best for the team, and that would kick the team into gear, and then they won the World Series after they had, you know, won the division three different times, winning 100 games every year and not being able to finish it out.
Well, Sean, is that what you think the problem is for this team? Do you think they'd get a jolt from doing something like that with the manager?
I think the manager's got to make the tough decisions. Like, for instance, like I just said, it's obvious if you put Sosa at shortstop, you're better defensively and your team is geared around pitching, which needs to have a good defense behind it. You know, so that's that you want. So that fixes that problem. And then you're saying, well, we don't have anything in center field. We don't have anybody that can hit. Okay, we'll stick Trey Turner out there. He played center field before. And I tell him that's going to be his position for the next 8 years, because he's getting worse every year at shortstop. So let's accept reality now and let's go get a chip. You know, there you just fix two problems just by a little bit of tough love and making the smart decision for the team rather than worrying about coddling all these superstars' feelings. Well, and that's what Dallas Green didn't care about. He didn't care about nobody's feelings. And that's what changed the Phillies.
Well, Sean, and appreciate the call, man. I don't disagree with that's what the Phillies should do eventually. I mean, they're not going to do it in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. That would be a discussion for after the season. But let me be very clear about this here. Like, to me, that's not a Rob Thompson decision. Like, and you can say, oh, that makes Rob Thompson weak. I would disagree. There are some decisions that are over Rob Thompson's head that are the decisions of John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about a $300 million player.
He's playing where he wants to play.
Yeah, that's not Rob's decision to make.
I think that a lot of times, we, especially guys our age, We get stuck in how things used to be in the past. Remember, Bill Parcells was my coach at the Jets when he got there, and he coached that style. You can't coach kids that way nowadays.
No,
you can't do that. It's changed. You know, you have to adapt with the times. You mess around and try to coach them kids like that with that tough love, you get hands put on you.
Yeah, and, you know, right. And it's one of those things where if the Phillies were going to do that, and I wouldn't say, you know, that's something that eventually will not happen. I think it could, certainly. If Turner's defense hurts them again this year, it could happen. But the point of the matter is, it's not Rob Thompson's decision to make. Like, that is a Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton decision that they would sit down with Trey Turner and have that talk. It's not like Rob Thompson could just go in and say, you know what? I want to play Sosa at shortstop today. Trey, I'm going to try you out at center. Rob Thompson does not, in my opinion, have the authority to do that. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. What's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks, Sean. I kind of agree with some of what's being said, and the fact that Bryce Harper playing so well only made me look at the 5 through 9 and be like,
All righty, guys, let's wake up a little. You know, you're kind of poking them with the stick, like, hey, what are we doing down there? I'm glad that Schwarber and Harper had a great day yesterday. And the thing with Harper that we've seen in past seasons is once you wake up the beast, he can get really hot. He can get really hot really quick, and it's good that he's woken up right now. I am hoping that the All-Star break doesn't put a stop to his streak if he continues it, right? So if yesterday started it, we go through the Padres, he's hitting like a maniac. I hope that the All-Star break doesn't cool him down. I only hope that it gives him more energy to come out and keep destroying pitchers, because we know this is who Harper is. We know he is MV3, and we know he is the guy that we can rely on as fans. But overall, it was quite funny, to me at least, that Harper does well, Schwarber does well, Turner goes 0-for-5. I was like, all right, well, that's quite interesting. But Turner has done well this season. Some people have said it, some people haven't, but I do think that he was an All-Star snub, because I do definitely think he deserved that opportunity. And also Jesus Luzardo coming out yesterday and really showing us that, you know, he has his ups and downs, but when he has his ups, he is a very good pitcher, and he has those moments where he isn't. So definitely looking towards seeing how Nola comes back and affects this pitching staff, and seeing if he can, as a healthier player, produce great outings for us. Yes, we have to hit. If you don't hit, a pitcher can't really do much because they aren't hitting anymore. But I'm really looking forward to the rest of this, you know, second half of the season. And, you know, with games like this, games like 13-0, and even if we could have won this series, it makes what they call the dog days of summer not the dog days of summer, because you get to enjoy a team winning. You get to enjoy a team having fun. You get to enjoy Bryce Harper saying that he is the best of the best. I just hope that this energy that he has not only affects him, but it affects the entire team.
Well, that's the hope, Chris, and I appreciate the call. And it was nice to see what Bryce did yesterday. I will say I was a little annoyed with Trey Turner because Philly scored 13 runs. He doesn't get a hit. Mm-hmm. I need that hit for my parlay yesterday. I mean, come on.
Here we go.
I mean, come on.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like,
that's the risk.
He gets a hit every day.
I didn't even do the parlay yesterday.
No one cares about your parlay.
Well, I care about my parlay, Kyle.
I don't give a shit.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, how much you would have hit for?
I just had to go. It was a $10 parlay. Okay. It was like plus 200. It would have won me $20.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So,
man, $10.
Trey's on my bad side. I'm okay with him not making the All-Star game today because he messed up my parlay.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just like you. I can be bought very easily. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Did Bryce Harper's performance yesterday make you a believer in the Phillies again? One game, Bryce goes off. Come on, they still have a lot of issues. But your thoughts on that, your phone calls if you want to get in on that. A lot of new trade deadline rumors emerged this morning for the Phillies. We'll get to that. Plus, we'll let you hear from yesterday's biggest winner, Jack Fritz, obviously in the pitching competition versus the camera. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Black Friday in July at the Mattress Warehouse. And right now you can save up to 60% store-wide, including top-selling mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattresses. Now listen, I know when you go into the store and you have a mattress that you might want to get, but I suggest, it's just a suggestion, that you go out and you look at one of the mattresses that you get the adjustable base for. One of the perks of the adjustable base is it vibrates. You can elevate it. You can kick your feet up. You can kick the head up and all this other stuff. But the vibrating aspect is really, really cool. Plus, you can enjoy free next day delivery and 0% interest financing. Don't wait. These Black Friday deals in July end real soon. Do what I did. Visit Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. Make sure you tell them that your guy Hugh told you to come out there and buy yourself a mattress and get some pillows while you're at it, too. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.